From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Officials are searching for Thai bombing suspects. Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha says authorities are searching for suspects seen in security camera footage at the site of Monday's bombing in Bangkok. At least 22 people were killed in the blast. Many were wounded. Rain complicated recovery efforts Tuesday at the site of last week's huge explosion in Tianjin, China. The rain raised fears of possible harmful effects from toxic chemicals at the site. Another well-known Senate Democrat says he will vote against the nuclear agreement with Iran, making congressional passage look even more uncertain. New Jersey's Robert Menendez said in a speech Tuesday at Seton Hall University, he believes the accord will leave Iran with what he calls the core element of a robust nuclear infrastructure.
Now, while I have many specific concerns about this agreement, my overarching concern is that it requires no dismantling of Iran's nuclear infrastructure and only mothballs that infrastructure for 10 years. Not even one centrifuge will be destroyed under this agreement.
Menendez said President Barack Obama is wrong when he says the deal will permanently stop Iran's nuclear program. South Sudan's government says it needs 2 more weeks to consider a proposed peace agreement with rebels. A government minister says officials will consult with the people of South Sudan on whether the document should be signed. The United Nations says Greece must show much more leadership in tackling the crisis of migrants crossing the Mediterranean Sea. William Spindler of the UN Refugee Agency says the number of refugee arrivals to Greece have now reached the 160,000 mark. This is VOA News. A new political survey